To continue the tour, walk north to the corner of Carlton and Myrtle Avenues and turn left. In one block, you'll come upon Fort Greene Park, where you can venture inside and head to the top of the hill to see where Richard Wright sat many mornings writing Native Son. Or to simply continue to the next stop on the tour, continue walking west on Myrtle Avenue, past Fort Greene Park, and turn right onto St. Edward's Street. On St. Edward's, walk one block north and cross over Auburn Place, then continue past the Walt Whitman branch of the Brooklyn Public Library. The next stop on the tour is P.S. 67, the four-story red brick school building found next to the library. Charles Dorsey, Maritza Lyons. The Art of Educating. Unlike the other black artists found on this tour, the two remarkable individuals discussed here are not fine artists, such as painters or musicians, but are important artists nonetheless. They mastered the art of education. Their medium was not paint or canvas, but young students, more specifically black students from neighborhoods surrounding Fort Greene Park, downtown Brooklyn, and the Brooklyn Navy Yard. The red brick school building you see here today is now known as P.S. 67, the Charles A. Dorsey School, which can trace its roots all the way back to 1827. The school's namesake, Charles Dorsey, served as its principal for more than 30 years at the end of the 19th century. Mr. Dorsey was hired as principal of Brooklyn's Colored School No. 1 during the Civil War in 1863. Prior to Brooklyn's public schools being integrated in the 1880s, black children were required by law to enroll in the city's segregated, black-only schools. Colored School No. 1, which would later become P.S. 67, was founded in 1827 as the first public school for Brooklyn's black children. The colored school system would eventually grow to three schools across North Brooklyn. Of all the schools, only Colored School No. 3's building is still intact and can be found on Union Avenue at Stagg Street in Williamsburg. Charles Dorsey came to teach at Colored School No. 1 after graduating from Oberlin College in Ohio in 1861. While serving as principal for more than 34 years until 1897, Mr. Dorsey became a prominent leader in Brooklyn's black community, which in turn helped to elevate the reputation and profile of the school. The school attracted the attention of many African-American leaders from across the country, many of whom came to speak with students from time to time, including Booker T. Washington, who visited in 1893. Over the decades, Mr. Dorsey, as principal, had the responsibility of hiring the school's many great teachers, one of whom happened to be a young woman named Ms. Maritza Lyons. Ms. Lyons, who went by Mary, lived an incredible life that highlighted the value of education and the civil rights fight for access to quality education for black children in America. Mary was born in 1848 in Manhattan to a middle-class family that highly valued education. While attending school in Brooklyn, at the age of 15, Mary's life changed forever, along with many other African Americans in New York City. In July of 1863, the city's infamous draft riots began, where many unemployed and low-income Irish immigrants took out their economic frustrations on Manhattan's black population, violently attacking men, women, and even children. At the end of four violent days, more than 120 people were killed. Mary and her family safely escaped the city without any physical harm. However, their Manhattan home was vandalized and heavily damaged. After the violence subsided, the family returned to their home and repaired the damage. But soon, feeling unsafe in their own city, they left Manhattan, along with many other black families, and permanently moved to Providence, Rhode Island, where Mary would finish her formal education. At this point, Mary was in high school and wanted to continue her education, but Providence did not have an African-American high school, and with school segregation, she was barred from enrolling in the city's public high school. With no education options available, the Lyons family made a legal case against the state's segregated school policies, with Mary providing testimony to the state's General Assembly, arguing for integrated schooling across the state. She won, and then in turn became the first African-American admitted into Providence High School. Upon graduation, Ms. Lyons moved back to New York and began teaching at Brooklyn's Colored School No. 1 under the direction of Principal Charles Dorsey. The school building you see today was built in the early 1920s, with a large addition made in the 1930s. Prior to its location here on St. Edward's, the school was located on several neighboring blocks, moving throughout the years to larger spaces to accommodate its growing number of students. When Colored School No. 1 first opened in 1827, the same year that New York State abolished slavery, it was located a few blocks away on Bridge Street. The school moved to this section of Brooklyn, just north of Fort Greene Park, because in the 19th century, over half of Brooklyn's black population lived in this section of the city, due to its proximity to employment centers for black men, such as the Navy Yard and other industries along the waterfront. The school was privately run by leaders in the black community until 1841, when the city of Brooklyn incorporated the school into its segregated school system and designated it Colored School No. 1. Almost 50 years after its opening, New York State passed a law that all of the state's schools be integrated. It took over a decade for the city of Brooklyn to implement the new integration policy, and in 1887 the school's name was officially changed to Public School No. 67 and began, under the leadership of Charles Dorsey, enrolling students of any race.